hey.
Well, hey.
That's a rerun, but we are here.
Yes.
Why don't I start playing some music? Yeah.
There we go. That's something familiar. Well, for those of you listening to us right now, it's a freshie. We're in studio today.
We're actually here.
We're here. It is the 22nd.
It is the 22nd, and right. It is not 95 degrees in San Francisco.
Woo, March 22nd.
It's very exciting. The weather is cromulent, and
I like that word.
Yeah, and we've got a fun set today. It's this afternoon.
this time
that we're in, we have a fun set of a lot of new music, new songs by Kneecap, Bob Villain, Peaches, Sprints. But I want to start with the story of Afro Man.
Oh, that's so good. That's been such a pick-me-up this week.
Yeah.
Like, after the onslaught of, like, awful, awful news, like, hearing that story just cracked me up.
Oh, my God.
Good for him.
No, it's professional and groovy. And
good for all of us.
And just the, like, the... What I love is we didn't hear about it until he won the case.
Yeah, until
like
the verdict
everybody
was passed down.
had locked down on what they could say.
Right.
But I mean, the music is great, the videos are better, and there is one cop in Ohio that really likes lemon pound cake.
I saw the footage. Honestly, that would have been me. I'm like, I'm here to work, but there's a dog to pet, or there's like a dog to pet. Or a cake to eat. I'm like, guys, you don't need me for 2 minutes, right? It's just going to take me a minute to gobble this down.
Or a cat to play with. Yeah, I mean, it just, yeah, exactly. So, why don't we... You know, I just wanted to thank Afro Man for representing the people in this experience, because we all have bad experience with police in our lives. Authority. Let's say authority.
Yeah, let's do that.
And what he did was basically make it funny.
Yeah,
and
it was hilarious.
I appreciate him so much for that. So let's listen to it.
Yeah, Twinskies.
She Pooch Radio.
Kidnapping. Let me ask you something, officer. Any kidnapping victims inside my seat pockets? Are there any kidnapping victims inside my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There are no kidnapping victims inside in my suit pockets. Let me ask you another question. Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? You kooky cops need to stop it. There's not 1,000,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets. Let me ask you something else. Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? The Adams County Sheriff Department, you can get these. There are no kidnapping victims in my CDs. How many pounds of weed are inside my CDs? How many pounds of weed are inside my CDs? Adams County Sheriff, you can get these. How many pounds of weed did you find in my CDs? Why are you stealing my money? Why are you stealing my money? You represent the law and it's funny. You're stealing my legal work hard every day. Pay taxes, money. The sheriff disconnected my cameras. The sheriff disconnected my cameras. The sheriff should be locked up in slammers. The Adams County Sheriff Department disconnected my cameras. Did you have to traumatize my kids? 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 Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Or will I have to get paid from this song? How you think they gonna buy this, man? County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake, it tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun. Cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. Munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake. He's a Adams County Sheriff. He's hungry and he's big as hell. He was sniffing for weed,
Then he smelled another smell. What was that? Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He want to put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. The munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake. He sees my cake and my porno mag call boom boom. Something happened to his camera on the way to the evidence room. Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. Make the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. The munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake. Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. The munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake.
Up, raise your fist and lift your eyes up. See how we live, but even when time's tough, we have to fight. Can't give life up, bonds get stronger, chain links tight up. Burn it down, then build it back. Right now, fire, feel light up, light up, light up, light up, light up, light up, light up.
Light up, light up, light up. Fire, fire, light up, light up, light up. Yeah, way, but America. I get real hard, you're the triple up, punk, old man. You're a silly way. Sean Scale, August Medica. Ain't sweet, but America. I get real hard, you're the triple up, punk, old man. You're a silly way.
Neil on the dark Tory. Cast that in labor clothing. Never seen a god so foreign. With a resting face of moving. Personality stolen. Look a constant state of condolence. Your face tells a story. Like a Russian to be folded.
You can check in with him. You were probably your way back when. People did whatever they want. Nobody stood in the way. But colonial cranks. Now we're looking back then. Here we are the rash. A shade cone. They're the artifacts of picking all that. Look mate, the bodies are black. The turn is a ring. Now that's a fact.
Piss in the
Yeah, that's new music from Mal P.
We were just talking like the rave culture in the U.S. never. I mean, there's. I think there was a rave last night that when we were leaving.
There was.
Yeah, it was something big because I saw a lot of very young people dressed ridiculously in club wear.
It was Opulent Temple did a rave in Civic Center. Yeah,
we saw that. We were there, but I guess we were there too early because there was only like a couple of people. Like literally, there was like maybe 20 people. But yeah. I guess like that because that was only like 2 p.m. or 1 p.m. So I'm wondering it didn't really take off until the nighttime, of course.
Yeah, but it wasn't a late night event. I think it went till 8.
Oh, all right.
I've been infected with the rave culture because I went to the Electric Daisy Carnival and I've started following Mal P on the socials. I want to see him in concert again. He's a Norwegian DJ that we're listening to right now. This is Neck. And, you know, he always has like a one or two word name for whatever he's done. But wow, is he fun live.
Cool. I've never been to a rave.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been to a goddamn honest rave in 20 years. But the Electric Daisy Carnival is basically a festival.
That's nice.
I mean,
that's fun.
There are bits of rave in it, but it's not like going to a rave. Like, you know, in the late 90s and early aughts in San Francisco, there were these, like, you'd see a flyer and then you'd have to call a number and then they'd tell you where to go.
That's cool.
Kind of raves.
I miss that.
Yeah, I also miss that.
Just the randomness of before having all the information in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Well, and just also that time you'd spend in the netherworld having a good time and not being called on by anything.
Did they ever give people like bunk directions if they thought they weren't ravey enough?
Yeah, they were squares.
Like, oh, you look like a cop. You got to go over here. That's Wrigley Field. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, the sad reality is that the cops were looking for weed and people were doing ecstasy.
Yeah, so we ain't got no weed.
Yeah, and people weren't even getting drunk.
We don't even have any glass bottles over here, you bastards.
Yeah, just lollipops and bottles of water.
Those are prescription pills.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, most people were taking them before they got there. That's how it worked. You know, you didn't have to worry about being
like
busted
all the
with
time.
Your drugs.
Don't worry, officer. This is a lifestyle.
Well, maybe when we're in Europe this year, Joe, we can go find a rave somewhere.
The system is down.
Yeah, so this is Karaba, somebody, a West African rave DJ that I also found at Daisy Carnival last year. The Ubuntu stage, like, it was small, but, like, it was my favorite music there. Like, I was there with my niece, and we'd go see these big artists, and then we'd gravitate back to the Ubuntu stage, because what they were playing was what we wanted to hear.
Gotcha. Oh, well, you know, you were talking about the Opulence Rave.
Opulent Temple, yeah. It's a Burning Man camp.
It looked really cool, and we were at the library because they started doing punk rock shows at the library at the Corette Auditorium.
Nice.
And so I saw that, and I was like, fuck, Joe, we should go check this out. Because also they put out a notice to the city, like, hey, if you have a punk rock band in the city and at least one of your members lives in the city, you should submit your music.
And how about all four live in the city?
Yeah. So we did submit our music. But we went to go check it out. And yeah, you know, it's very, you know, high school auditorium sounding. And of course, there's like the seats. So it's a seated punk rock show. But it was very cool, though. It was so cool. It was full, too. It was really well attended, which was really great. And I really hope this thing takes off. I hope that they keep doing this. And as we were exiting the library, we bumped into the Opulent Temple setup, which, again, this was only 2 p.m., so it was very early. There was only, like, a handful of people there. But I did realize that they were performing in connection with the library, which I thought, what a wonderful fucking use of that library. What a wonderful, like, I just love the main library. I love all the libraries.
I love the libraries.
I love the libraries.
I love all the libraries. But yeah, the Opulent Temple is also they are a specific rave or house sound. You know, they, it's hard to explain,
It's hard to understand.
I'd know it if I heard it. Like
just like pornography.
They're different from Mal P. Like Mal P is more of a big beat style DJ, and Opulent Temple tends to go for more of the hard house.
Honestly, Eileen, you're describing like different kinds of glitter to me at this point.
Like, well, it's very
gay.
Okay. It's very different glitter.
These ones are larger ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that like forensically, like you can determine
they're
like,
more blue.
They're more blue and they're bigger. These ones are tinier. But that's yeah. But I would like to learn more about rave music because it is fun, and sometimes you just want to, you know, turn the lights down low and just let your body move.
Well, Mal P was just here, but the next it was expensive and I couldn't afford it. But the next time he comes, we should just go.
Fun.
And dance.
And dance.
And dance. Speaking of dancing, let's get back into the music.
Yeah.
Cheap Pooch.
Woo!
Bye. I'm just saying vitamins are fucking great.
Show me. Place left yourself there on the wall, looking up, painted on teeth, powdered concrete. Here on earth, the sun in the sky, between my teeth, looking down, shaking some hand, older than mine. Well, I remember the dealers keeping coins in the speakers, choked up on the sheep of having hair like Jesus. The flags are breezing with a brand new feeling, expensive seats full of abandoned reason. The sun cries tears and they land inside you. You feel the fear where you once felt pride, yeah.
That's when the world got involved, and I woke up older, with the flag of surrender draped across my shoulder. Remember before, when we cared about things like who was the tallest, waiting round for the adults to stop talking, but they can't see past what absorbs them. When I grow up, I'll do it different, trying to change the world by wishing. If I could have it all, whatever I liked, I just want everyone to be alright, to get a little respite from the night after night of it. I stitch a tear to my prayer and hold tight. I left myself there, on the wall, looking up at the pictures in a pebble dash, glistening bright. Listen, I might have drunk one too many years, 'cause when the sun sheds tears now, they set me alight.
Now you left yourself there on the wall, looking up, painted on tin, powdered concrete.
Now we're begging, Yeah. motherfucker. Tip Collins gonna get a nice gift certificate to Whole Foods.
Come on. Play me. Hey, come on. scream our song. I listen to hardcore and punk rock. I'm too ugly for New York, too ugly for the jocks. I used to hang with Jessica, but now she's changed, and I'm falling deep in love with the ghost of Kurt Cobain. Sometimes I'm happy, when I'm sad, I'm a sexy ass bitch in a world gone mad.